like me, boy.
I put that shit on, yeah. Chrome hearts, Bottega, I put it on, yeah. Tennis chains, VVS, this neck froze, yeah. I be styling on niggas, I put it on, yeah. Off-white 350s, I put it on, yeah. Louis V's and Bode, I put it on, yeah. Richard Mille, Bon Bon, Rick Owens, yeah. I be styling on niggas, I put it on, yeah.
You are locked in on YouTube. What's up, YouTube? You are locked in on your favorite streaming platform. What's up, listeners? This is the Fresher Than Your Average podcast. I am J Hove. To my left, my fashion compadre, S. Dye Wash in the building. What's happening, Wash?
What's going on with your brother? Glad to be here, man.
Here. We made it.
Yeah.
007.
007.
You're supposed to do something special for 007.
007. Yeah, that's my favorite number. It's my line number.
Shout out to you.
Shout out to Cop Alpha Psi, the 8 you love to hate. I was a 7 club, so shout out to all my 7 clubs out there.
Shout out to the guys. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to plug my guys now.
Now you got to. Yeah.
Do nothing. That, 26 years? No, I'm chill. I'm going to chill.
That's the thing about the Kappas. If they do anything, they are going to find themselves. Hey, you see.
We're going to let you know.
He's a noob, right?
Yeah.
You see, he's a noob.
Yeah,
you know.
We're going to let you know.
We landed on the moon. You know he's a noob, right? Hey.
It's only right, man. Noob.
Was a super soaker. You know you're a noob, right? I mean, anything, dog. Yeah, you got to plug your people.
achievement. We here.
Yeah, you could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We definitely appreciate that. We'll kick things off with the question of issue 007, sent in from Swaggy Too Much on Twitter. Great name there, brother. Should Nike start back dropping signature sneakers for NFL players? And if so, who deserves one, Wash?
Yeah, man, you're not gonna like my answer.
It's a great question. Yeah, right. Shout out to you, Swaggy. Yeah. Too much.
Yeah. Jalen Hurts, man.
He's gonna be a dancer.
Yeah,
it's a dancer shoe.
Nah, man. I mean, he's versatile, right? He can run. You don't think he can pass, but he can pass the ball as well. So, a cross trainer, man.
Cross trainer,
no doubt.
Yeah,
no doubt.
If you give it to anybody that's a quarterback, it should be Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson. That's your man.
Lamar's my guy. No, you're right. Lamar's my guy.
Oh boy.
But is he Nike though?
Yeah.
Lamar's Nike?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that then.
Sauce Gardner, he deserves one.
Sauce just off the name. That's fresh enough right there. The Sauce one.
Hey, give love to the white running back Christian McCaffrey. He could get one.
Yeah, he kind of long in the tooth though.
I don't know. Late.
You know,
a little late
in the game for him. But that'd be a good one though.
Yeah, Bosa already got a signature sneaker with the trunks.
With
the trunks.
I'll go.
Yeah, I'll go to everything. But that's a great question, man. Jamar Chase as well.
Yeah, Jamar Chase.
Yeah. So yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of guys.
Yeah, it is. But hurts for me though. What about for you?
I'm rolling with Lamar.
Jackson. Okay, that's your pick. Okay.
Yeah, I'm rolling.
All right. No Tua.
Nah, Tua's with Adidas.
Tua can do it?
He's with Adidas. Okay. Yeah, don't be disrespectful. Don't be disrespectful.
He will be with Adidas. That's a good fit.
Moving on to recent pickups. This is where we speak on things that we've copped since the last issue. Watch. Talk to the people.
Man, this is a great segue just coming off that NFL question because my recent pickup was the Nike Field General, man.
What? No way you
Nike Field General.
White, red, and blacks.
White, red, and blacks, man. The bottom is jet black. Yeah, you know that red check?
That
red swoosh goes tough, man. So, I was surprised to see these released, but these first caught my eye in Music City Vintage.
Yeah.
They have a pair of original, like, vintage ones hanging from the rafters in their store.
Yeah.
The ones in there are high tops.
Okay.
I was like, man, those shoes are, it's just a very retro style type shoe.
Yeah.
So I was surprised when Nike dropped them. I mean, tickets only $100. So.
Yeah.
But yeah. 82. 82.
82. Those came out in 82.
82.
That's a great
one. Yeah. Putting those to the dirt for sure, man. Spring training? I'm out there, man.
Hey.
I'm out there.
Hey, Cameron, man. You remember? No, real quick. You remember watching Buddy with the double move? He was wide open. Bro, I threw him wide open.
But that was so funny. That was so funny, man. Straight pad. Open parking lot, man.
Well, open parking. He was wide open. I threw him wide open. Yeah. Shout out to Buddy,
man. Yeah, that was funny, man.
Buddy did. Yeah, but And, nah, more than anything, you know, your boy threw the pass. There's you not did. A better quarterback. You know that.
You did throw the pass. Now?
Cameraman.
Nah, oh, wow.
There isn't a better quarterback. You got to stand on it. Yeah, he's ducking smoke, but I'm with you.
Yeah. Yeah, you did throw the pass, though.
Hey, it was right there.
It was right there.
So you know that.
I got him with the hezzy before it was a hit. I got him with the hezzy, and you threw me open.
Oh,
me
my
open.
God. Double move. It was in the concrete. What was he thinking? He got smoked. My recent pickup was the New Balance A60 V2 Amy Leon Door. We spoke about it. It's a green, orange, and like a Volt colorway. They had two colorways that came out. It was all Volt in that one, so I got the other one. So, yeah, man.
Where you find you? You got those on the website? Or,
yeah, no, I got them off eBay. Yeah, I got them off eBay. Cool. Yeah, because they did a pre-order. Dude, they did a pre-order in October for a release in spring, summer 2024.
Wow.
Dude,
I knew something was different about that because I feel like when those released, the AOD website was like down for inventory or something. Something crazy.
They were tripping with that one. Yeah. They stretched that one out. Yeah.
Big tripping.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the next segment. It is Cop or Drop. We will kick things off with the Kith New Balance 1906 R Pack in black and gold and white and blue. These come out on March the 17th for a retail price of $170. If you want a pair right now, $275. Cop, drop, or resale wash?
It's a cop for me. And not in the black and gold colorway, but the white. What's the other colorway?
It's black and gold and white and blue.
White and blue. White and blue. Yeah. So a cop in the white and blue. I like the 1906 cut and design. So, and they feel good too. I own a pair. So
yeah. Holding true with those 1906s.
Huh? Hey, man. I said it would be my silhouette of the year, I feel like. Silver/ design.
They don't have
been
a hit
cooking
though.
With them
though. Where they hit it? They don't have a hit yet.
It's coming though.
Okay.
Pause.
Okay. Okay. Gotta have
be patient.
Got it. Hey, but you know what I think was a hit though? The Salehis. Remember the two?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Was that this year?
That was this year.
Okay.
That
where you go then?
Yeah, that might.
Where
be
you go?
It. Yeah.
We're cooking. We out of there.
Contrary to the black and gold, I like those though, man. I think those are the better of the two. The white one is a little bit easier to wear in spring, summer.
Right.
More of a spring, summer vibe for that one. But the black and gold.
That's my thought process.
Super solid. Is that on the New Balance end there, is that like a maroon, a wine color?
Right, yeah, like a wine, burgundy. Yeah maroon.
Yeah. Those, colorway. Yeah. I like those better than the actual spring colorway. But, yeah, I like those, though, man. I'm looking. I don't own a pair of 1906s, so.
Yeah, I was going to, man, one thing that's unique about that that end is that it's interactive with the lace loops, right?
Okay.
So that fabric is actually connected to the laces.
Nice.
When you tighten it, you when you get a pair, you'll see what I'm talking about. But yeah, it's I think that's a cool little feature.
Yeah, those are hard. Yeah, I'm fucking with those. Moving right along to the Mischief 2x4 boot. These come out on March the 19th for a retail price of $400.
Good
if you want
impression.
A pair right now, it's $500. Cop, drop, or resale, watch.
Drop, man. Dropping these and that's Spike Lee, right?
Yeah, they used Spike for the rollout.
Yeah. He's dead wrong for that, man. Mike's rolling in his grave right now. No, Mars Blackman is rolling in his grave right now.
Mars Blackman did.
Come on, Spike. Yeah, these are a drop.
I'm trying to figure out. I haven't seen them in the wild yet. We'll talk about a guy in the tunnel vision that has them on, but haven't seen them in person. If you don't know anything about Mischief, they had the big red boot, the Croc.
Oh, okay, right yeah.
There, so. That is the brand that's using that, but man.
Okay. Well, then this is on brand then.
That's on brand. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Timberland was hot. Timberland came out and said the real boot. For
yeah.
Yeah.
When I first saw these, I thought it was some type of Timberland collab.
Yeah, nah. That,
you know, trying to be different. So.
Timberland didn't like that. $400 for the retail is crazy.
It's crazy, man.
Definitely not paying for those. And I remember when the big red boot came out, I think the resale well, the retail was $295 or something like that, $300. And there was a point in time where that resale was up to close to $700, $800, almost $1,000. So people were paying for those, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, when they actually released, they was down to maybe $200, $195.
Wow.
So people would get killed.
Sick.
Ooh, boy.
I'd be hot about that.
Oh, I'd be sick about that.
I never saw those in the wild either. Did you?
I saw them in.
Thankfully.
Yeah, I ain't seen nobody in them.
Yeah, that shoe is more of a. It's like an art piece, really.
Yeah.
You know, it's something you could have on your on display in the crib or something like that.
Yeah, or if you're doing like a photo shoot or something
right.
like that. Yeah, it's not an everyday wear or something you can wear. People are getting them stuck on their feet and everything. It's wild. But that wasn't it.
Nah.
Next shoe up, we talked about this shoe, but this is the brother to it. The Trophy Room Jordan 1 Low in the home colorway. We talked about the away colorway. These come out on March the 21st for $140 for a resale right now. If you want a pair, $600 wash, cop, drop, or resale.
This is another, well, I would cop these. I quick question though, man. Mm-hmm. The material with these, are they using the same satin type vibe as the other ones we talked about?
No.
Are these suede? Totally,
it's suede.
Okay, yeah.
Like a different like material, yeah.
These are a cop, because I remember we talked about the last ones, and you put me on the fact that they were satin.
Yeah.
Which they fit a little different, or they wear a little different with that satin material. So with these being the suede, I cop these.
Yeah, I like these. These are the better of the two. Mm-hmm. They don't have the weird, like, circular eyelets.
In that part, too.
These are a lot smoother. Definitely wearing these. It's going to be tough getting them for $140.
Right.
Because it's all going through Trophy Room. And we know it's some weird stuff going on with Trophy Room.
Definitely.
So. But a resale price is $600 right now. Oh, he's the backdoor king. We're going to pause that, too.
Yeah, definitely pause.
Yeah. But it'll go down as far as, like, resale. But I like these. Another tough out to get. But I think I'm going to try to get these. Probably on the resale market. Yeah. I ain't going to get them on Trophy Room. Know that. This is a wash shoe coming up next in the A. Mamanier Jordan Ship PESP in the green stone colorway. These come out on March the 22nd for a retail price of $150. Resale right now, $240. Cop, drop, or resale wash.
Yeah, this is definitely my kind of shoe, man. This is a cop for me.
Yeah, these hard.
Great for spring and summer as well. Like, you know, like you mentioned, I think it. I like the way they went with the aged sole and the way it contrasts with the upper. And I also like the swoosh material and the ankle material to me. This is a clean shoe. Definitely cop.
That's hard. I like these. Amaz dropped 3 shoes now. It's a white and blue, royal blue, white and black. I copped the white and black pair. And they come with laces with the same kind of age look, too.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't think I'll get the green colorway, though. I'd much rather get a green and a New Balance or something like that.
That's fair.
Green and a Jordan is just kind of overkill for me. But I like this shoe. It's a good shoe.
We asked this question last time about the differences between the Jordan Airship. And so I noticed on this one, though, it does not have the wings on the ankle, unless I'm missing it.
Yeah.
Is it subtle?
It might be. I don't think it's no wings on there, bro.
Yeah, because you have airships.
Yeah.
And then you have the Jordan Airship.
The Jordan Airship, so
it'd be an interesting idea how they look. But I like them, though.
Never it's bad. A good shoe.
Yeah, I mean, good shoe.
They do a good job. Amaz, rolling. They're clearly sticking with them. They're coming out with the Air Max 95, Jordan 3.
Amaz cooking with Jordan, ain't they?
Yeah, nah, they letting him go. Yeah, he getting off. Yeah, I'm happy they're just staying away from, like, bless you, my brother. I'm happy they're staying away from the
bless you.
More than two is overkill. I just go to Bible study.
I give him 3.
I got 2.
Two
on the sneezes.
Two on the sneeze. I'm 3 on the sneeze. After the third one, you're looking for attention.
Nah.
Start looking at it.
I'm directing you straight to Bible study on Wednesday. Yeah, ain't nothing. Past two. 3? Why would you give somebody 3? That's strike 3?
Well, 3 is, again, shout out to the noobs. This is some sentimental value. So 3 for me.
See what I'm saying?
I can't help it, man.
So now the noobs can be in it. Pleasantries.
Hey, man.
Come on, man.
Grace for 3, man.
But forgot what I was saying. Right. The hell? Yeah, I know we was talking about Amaz, cameraman, but yeah, the green hard. Man, you ruined it, man. So the Air Jordan 9 in powder blue. These come out the 23rd of March. Retail price $210. You want a pair right now, $245. Kai drop a retail watch.
Man, I'm on the fence with these, man, because I'm seeing comparisons between the last ones that dropped the knees, and I noticed the last one had 2-3 on the back. These don't. And even with the comparison with the blue, these look a lot more highlighted.
Yeah,
with the powder blue as opposed to more like I was thinking a softer blue, if that makes any sense.
Yeah,
but I'd cop them though, man. Just to see what it's all about.
Yeah,
in hand.
Off of them North Carolina vibes, or just holding down
MJ.
MJ.
Hold on, MJ. MJ's all y'all have, man. Yeah,
no, you damn lie.
MJ's all y'all have, bro. Lie. MJ's all. Who, Kenny the Jet? Come on, man. You seen his knees?
I ain't talking about
come on, man.
We got VC. Greatest game dunker ever.
But greatest. And also underachieved.
Greatest in-game dunker ever. If you have ever.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
man, come on, man. We got.
I like BC. I like BC. Duke has more.
Taylor though. Went to North Carolina, dude.
Duke has more. Let's go.
Duke has more. Y'all got hellas. They won. Hey, y'all had the best recruiting class every year, but don't be winning.
No. Next year's our year.
You said that.
Flag. Let's go, flag.
Said, whatever.
And Zion couldn't stay in the shoes.
Anyway.
Equipment was tearing up on Zion, huh? When did he wear these shoes? He was retired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was retired. This is the thing with these. I need a 2-3 on the back if I'm getting these.
That's fair, man.
I need that 2-3. I get it. We never really saw Mike in these. He was just sitting down in a picture. But I need to know if that 2-3 was on the back. I don't think the 2-3 was.
Man, that's a good trivia question right there, man.
Yeah. No, I'm telling you. We locked in.
Can we get footage from that shoot?
I need
some behind-the-scenes footage from that shoot.
Because if so, I'm copping.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Here's the thing about my North Carolina blue shoes, because I get a lot of paying homage to the greatest school. You know what I'm saying? Bro, I don't really wear them. I got, like, win, like, 82. We won that thing in 82. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We got those. I got a pair of fours, Columbia fours. It's just, man, it's.
You know where Tar Heels comes from, don't you?
Man, this ain't that.
Right.
But yeah, I'm on the fence about these. They're hard. It's one of those things where you just got to make sure that 2-3 on the back. If not,
I'm
going to set it out. Yeah. And last but not least, we are celebrating Air Max Day with the Nike Air Max 186. These come out on the 26th for a retail price of $150. If you want a pair right now, $575.
Jeez.
Don't cop them now. Wait until they release. They won't be that high. Drop a resale.
These are a cop, man. I love the unique vault sole on these, man. So, yeah, these are a cop for me, man.
Is it because LeBron got them on?
I was about LeBron is dirty for rocking these so early, man, because he knows it's about to go up.
But, you know, because they gotta, of that. They got to put them in there.
Right.
LeBron is the Nike spokesman.
Yeah, he's that. I get it, man. But, yeah, man, these are definitely about to go up. It's a cop for me. I love the sole.
Yeah.
I like the detail of the 326 on the tongue as well. So, yeah, man.
I have the white, red, and I think it's this Volt on the midsole that came out. Wow. It was probably about 7 Air Max days ago, and never wear them because that's mesh on that toe. Listen, what I'm trying to tell you, it's terrifying.
Yeah,
like, and I get it. Stop, shout to Stay Fresh Cleaners. Maybe they can bring them back. But listen, I am not dealing with any shoes with a mesh toe. That's what mesh boys are up right now. New Balance has dropped a lot of mesh shoes. I copped a pair of Asics. This was probably about 2 weeks ago. I probably should have put that on Copper Drop. We'll talk about that. But yeah, one of these, this is the thing, man. You got to stay away from that mesh toe. Mesh toe ain't nothing to play with, man.
No.
You drop a little barbecue sauce.
Oh, man.
Drop a little bit of, man.
Not barbecue. Man. From where, though? From Edley's?
No, you know where it's coming from.
Martin's?
No, you know where it is. You know where you get the barbecue sauce from. The best chicken place in the city. McDougal's. What we getting?
Okay, yeah, McDougal's. Yeah. Wings. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure. We got to hit them up, man.
Yeah, we got to hit through them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but nah, I like these. I'm terrified of the mesh toe, though.
That's rightfully so.
Yeah. But why? So what do? You just push through it. You just fight through, have a warrior spirit, and get past it.
You mean if I drop something
toe? No, you just don't.
Well, I mean, I rarely. So I have a pair of the, just a regular OG Air Max, the retros came out not too long ago.
Yeah.
So I only wear them on Air Max Day.
Yeah, that's hard.
Straight up, so.
Yeah, but those tough, though. And LeBron, his fit ain't nothing right there.
Nah, man, this is, I don't know if this is a game where he was snuggled up with Genie or not, man, but he's in loungewear, man, so he's chilling.
Yeah, he's super chilling.
He's chilling.
Yeah, that ain't it. The next segment is the Tunnel Vision segment. This is the section between the recording studio or the playing field. This is the runway for athletes and musicians to get fits all the way off. We'll break down the fits of people in the culture. Some are household names, and some are up and coming. Speaking of up and coming, the first person on the list is Yeet. You know anything about Yeet?
I only know him from, he was on Ye's last project, right?
Sure was.
Yeah. That's all I know him
from. He was on Drake's last
and project. And Drake, yep. Yeah. You're right.
One of the best songs on there.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeet is in the
crowd. Fried Drake.
Nah, no.
That's Then, hey, come on, bro. That's why he said it was on the best joints. It ain't because of Drake. It's because Yeet was cooking them.
I'm going to let you land.
Go ahead.
Okay. The Chrome Heart glasses for $2,400. He has the Balenciaga jacket on for $8,000. The Chrome Hearts pants for $4,500. And Balenciaga boots for $900. Is he fresher than your average watch?
No, man. No, he looks like he's a part of Nino Brown's entourage.
And nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? This dude bigger than Nino Brown.
In 2024 it is. Nah. But yeah, this is a no for me, man. I'm not rolling with the all leather with the black tee underneath. And this looks like a holiday photo as well with those copter lights at the bottom. Look like Christmas lights.
Yeah. He just jumped off the heli.
Hey, when I first saw this image, I ain't gonna hold you. Yeah. I thought this was
Mexican
Jell-O.
Tea?
Jell-O.
Oh, Jell-O Ball?
Yeah.
Or Mellow Ball?
Jell-O.
Yeah, Jell-O.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could be Jell-O.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Nah.
But no. This is a pass for me.
Yeah, I'm rolling with Yeet. He's fresh right here, man. He's got a lot of clothes on, which is very expensive. All leather. I'm going with a leather fit this year. This winter, I'm going leather.
You know, ALD has a nice, well, it's sold out now, but they had a nice leather.
It was a jacket. Jumpsuit. LeBron had it on.
Well, yeah, this might have been fall, winter. It was a suit just like this.
Yeah.
It was a suit just like this. But I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the jacket. Race jacket. Yeah. It's like a biking jacket.
Yeah. It's tough, too. Though.
But yeah, nah, I think Yeet is fresh right here. Not a fan of the Balenciaga boots, but everything else, he's fresh. Chrome hearts, man. People copping. It's a lot of money. Moving on to Ja Morant in the Moncler puffer for $1,800. The Dior belt, $500. Serenade jeans, kept it cheap with those for $100.
Hey, man.
And the Dior snow boots for $1,400. Is he fresher than your average right here?
No, he's not. And it's the boots. Everything else would be okay if he shored up the boots.
Yeah.
No. But the boots kill this whole outfit for me.
Yeah.
Outside of that, though, man, I like the jeans are black jeans.
Yeah.
The puffer jacket is dope. I think that's fresh. Minus the, he's in a arm sling, so that's ruins the fit as well. But yeah, he's fresh.
Would you buy a Montclair?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, I like a good Montclair. They overpriced.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, be clear. All of this stuff is overpriced.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah.
That's facts, though.
But yeah, that's lame, though.
Yeah, that's fresh. Yeah. I'm not a fan of this fit. Just like Wash said, those boots are trash. He's not. Listen, you have to be in Denver on the skin and the ass.
That's a good point.
To make sure that you're wearing these. That's what they're for. They're not to be courtside on the bench.
In Memphis.
In Memphis. What are you doing, Ja? You're just wasting money, dog.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it, though. You got money to burn. You know, whatever.
Like I said, got money to burn. So
I was thinking about Montclair. It's never really cold enough in Nashville. Maybe for a week, maybe two.
Right, yeah.
For Montclair. I really don't think so. Yeah.
You
won't get the value out of it. So unless you're in Denver or, you know, it's a tough spot like New York or somewhere, you really need a jacket. In Nashville, you don't really need, per se, jackets. You would maybe need a jacket for a couple of weeks, per se, out of the year. But, yeah, no, I'm not getting a Montclair. Spending $1,800 for, especially on this climate here in Nashville. Moving on to the next guy, we have Maxo Cream in the John Stan hat. Those are high right now. $200. Yep. Everybody's wearing those. Bless you, my brother.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, you get two. Raf Simons.
I'm one and done, though.
Raf Simons a hoodie for $15,000. What? And a Chrome Hearts jeans for $10,000?
Come on, man.
And then the Yeezy Nike one for $6,000. Is Maxo Cream fresher than you ever?
Come on, man. No, man. No. And I'm basing a lot of this just based on the pricing of he's paid for everything. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I do like the Yeezys. He has his leaning.
Yeah.
So that's a negative, but that's the only plus in this whole image. Really. Yeah.
Here's the thing, and cameraman, maybe you can do some research. Does Maxo Cream make enough money to spend this type of money?
Pocket watch.
I'm pocket watching. $30,000. Oh.
Okay. Wait, say less.
Okay. I didn't know that. I didn't know. Cameraman said he sells drugs.
Right, yeah.
I didn't know. I was thinking you spent $30,000 on one fit. Yo, that's crazy. Yeah. But, geez, the cheapest thing is the hat, and it's $200.
$200
for the brim is crazy. Yeah, well, I don't know where Maxo is going. I don't know a Maxo song.
I don't either.
He got a song with Wale. That's the only thing I know.
Does
he? Yeah. He got a song with Wale. Shout out to that. Yeah, he got to put out songs by today. That's cool.
Is he current then?
Yeah, Maxo Cream. But no, he's not fresh. Those jeans hard, but they overpriced. That hoodie, you can't even tell it is Raph, so I don't really know. Mm-hmm. And then the John Stan hats. Bro, the whole backside of John Stan's hats.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what's
they
professional
have, like stitching. So, like, you know, the stitching is right here.
Right.
Just imagine if it's a big-ass stitching on the back right here. So it's basically like a art piece on the back. That's what John Stan hats are. Yeah.
I'd do more research on that. Yeah. That's all about.
It's not worth $200, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Jordan Clarkson in the Mason Margiela jacket for $1,500 and the LV Speedy bag that he has, $4,000. Ivizu jeans, $350. And the Mischief 4x4 for $400. We see them on foot now. Does that sell you on the Mischiefs, Wash?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't. And I think his GM and coach are very nervous seeing him walking these. He's one step from either popping his Achilles or spraining his ankle very badly. The boots don't look stable at all.
Yeah.
So this fit is a no-go for me. Everything's overly oversized.
Yeah.
Clarkson, this how he gets down, though, man.
Yeah.
So it's par for the course for him. I thought that Louis bag was a plastic bag at first, just off first glance.
Yeah, it does look like a Publix bag.
Yeah. But good. Hey, this, again, man, this is Clarkson style.
Yeah.
He usually does different stuff like this where he's, you know, he takes pride in the whole tunnel.
He does.
Vision thing. So it's on par for him.
JC's still a bucket, though. He had like a spy the other night. Like,
he's definitely
going to get a bucket. He hunting for buckets. But this fit ain't it. And I know that they gave him these Mischief boots and he was thinking, all right, it's time for me to get these off. But that jacket is oversized, like Wash mentioned. And the Ivizu jeans are solid, you know, but just not a good fit put together. No. I'm passing on this fit. Not fresher than your average at all.
Nah. Yeah.
Next up, and the final person we have is Quavo in the Chrome Hearts glasses for $1,200, a Capital jacket for $1,500, Capital jeans $1,300, and Rick Owens sneakers for $800. Is he fresher than your average?
Oh, man. I mean, seeing this, I rock with the Capital brand. I like some of their pieces.
Capital got some pieces.
Yeah. Yeah, he's fresher than your average. He's fresher than your average. His posing, his image is throwing me off a little bit.
He's throwing up takeoff.
Oh, is that what that means? Okay. When I thought he was...
He's calling time out.
Yeah. He's fresher than your average. For Quavo, this is a good fit.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the only thing that throws me off about this fit, white glasses, not a fan of white glasses.
Mm.
Anytime I see white glasses, I think of Fabo. Shout out to Atlanta Fabo. And then Rick Owens sneakers, you know, I hate
those
worst sneakers. He could put on anything in the world, but Rick Owens sneakers, I just don't like that shoe. I don't think.
Yeah, luckily for him, though, a lot of the jean material is covering it up. So,
yeah, you're not even.
But you're right, though. I mean, you still know it's a Rick Owens.
You know it's a Rick.
Nickel boot.
Yeah.
It's for
I've seen girls in those with tights on.
Oh, word?
And Rick Owens.
That's what we have to do for a ton of vision next week. We have to do. We have to add some, some ladies for Tunnel Vision.
Shout out to adding the ladies. You know,
yeah.
Women, you know what? All the women on the next issue will be all women for the Tunnel Vision.
Shout out to International Women. It's International Women's Month, right?
It is.
There we go.
Yeah. All right. Women. We should have did that on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great idea.
Let me know.
Yeah. Moving on to the next segment before we start the cover story. It is the Wear Your Kicks segment. Wash, let the people in on what you have on foot as well as your outfit, brother.
Yeah, so on foot, I've got the Nike Air Fear of God 1.
Yep.
In the all black.
Hard.
Appreciate it, man. Came with the sale lace, so I threw those in there as well just to give it a little contrast.
Yep.
Nike socks, Todd Snyder joggers, and Fear of God half zip up sweatshirt.
Mm.
And on the chrome, I got the Nashville Sounds.
Hard. Eat it. Yeah.
Appreciate it. Shout out to the Nashville Sounds.
Shout out to the city, 615.
Yeah. About that time for the Nashville Sounds to get things going. So, yeah, we had to go as a group, man.
Yeah.
Hang out.
Let's do it. What do I have on the Jordan 4 SB Pine Green?
Yeah, man.
Todd Snyder Cargos. Shout out to Todd Snyder. We keep them in business.
We keeping Todd Snyder in business, bro. You're right there with it.
Come on, man. Yeah.
You see that? Hey, that's some hate on that.
That was definitely hate. In the Cactus Plant Flea Market 2021 Polo. Came out,
man.
And last but not least, the Joe Fresh Good Cubs collab hat. So
fire, man. Joe Fresh Good had a pretty good
sale.
Yeah,
we tore their ass up on that sale. He looked out. Shout out to Joe Fresh Good.
Yeah, that's fresh, bro.
Yeah, appreciate it, my brother. You ready to get to the cover story?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's get it. Cover story time. It is Marge Madness. Cue Marge Madness Future. Is that his best song? That's a Negro spiritual.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Future Marge Madness. Marge Madness joint.
My favorite Future song is My Savages.
That's your favorite?
Oh, it's my favorite Future song. Oh, yeah. Not even close. Yeah. 7:12 p.m. Shout out to Jeff is a really good. That's hard.
Future has some hits. He didn't do a versus, did he?
No. He a tough out, though.
He a tough out on
hey,
Future got the Marge Madness.
Yeah.
I was listening to something else, Future. Because he's talking about dropping two albums, right? So I went back to the Hendrix Project, and it was the Mask Off. That's a big one.
He got some hits. But it is March Madness time. We are doing a Sweet 16 sneaker bracket. It's only right we proceed, considering the fact that we are huge, huge fans of sneakers. So doing it during March Madness makes the most sense. This concept is similar to selecting a winning NCAA basketball team in a March Madness bracket with the geographic region substituted by years starting in 2020, cameraman, all the way to 2023. Now, the process started off with the top 32 sneakers that have dropped since 2020. So me and Wash knocked down, drag out, had a conversation, narrowed those down to 16. It was tough, but 16 shoes, man. Only 16 can make it. Representing 2023, we have 4 pair of Jordan 1s. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And a Saucony. So 3 pair.
Saucony's in there.
Yeah, so 3 pair of Jordan 1s. Well, Jordan's period. So 3 pair of Jordans and a Saucony. Representing 2022, we have 3 pair of Jordans and a Nike Air Force 1. Representing 2021, we have 2 pair of Jordans, 1 Nike Air Force 1 low, and 1 New Balance. And last but not least, representing 2020, we have 2 pair of Jordans, 1 Dunk low, and 1 New Balance. Now, the criteria, cameraman, you've been asking about this. What is the criteria? We'll start things off with overall design of said shoe. How good does that shoe look? Second is rollout. Third is cultural impact. 4 is longevity. And 5 is personal preference. That's the tiebreaker, basically. All right.
Yep.
The first matchup in 2020, we'll kick things off for 2023, I assume. You ready to get to
That's
it?
That's fair. Yeah, let's get to it.
All right. 2023, the matchup is the Jordan 1. No, it is the Jordan 4.
Yep.
SB Pine Green that I have on foot right now.
Right. I see what you're doing there.
just worked out that way. And it will go against the 4 seed, the Jordan 5 A Mamanir Dusk.
And the Dusk, which is the black colorway, right? It's
the black colorway, correct. First things first, which is a better overall design?
For me, it's the Jordan 4. Oof. The SB Pine.
Oof.
The Jordan 4 design is one of the top designs ever.
That Jordan 5, do that Jordan 5 design that they did with the A-Ma shoe? It was groundbreaking, dude.
No, you're right. They did make some modifications to
they
it.
They did.
I'm not gonna necessarily say people like that though. It's because they did it. Okay. But it is something. It does make that shoe unique though. I give you that.
Because they did literally
modify the shoe.
The entire shoe.
Yeah.
The net on the shoe is the A's.
It's got the A's. Yeah.
Come on, man.
Detail. Yeah.
It's more detail in the 5 than it is than 4.
True. I'm thinking silhouette design, fit-wise,
Fit-wise at 4.
The 4.
Yeah.
The 4 with
I'm
the
saying overall design, though. See, you moving the goalpost.
Oh, overall design, I'm still going with the 4. All
right, cool. That's the 4. A watch then. Second thing is the rollout. come on, Amon had a better rollout than the Nike SB.
True, yeah. Yeah, I get him there.
So that's one for the Air Jordan 5. Cultural impact. Hey.
The 4.
Jordan 4.
The 4.
Because
the four.
Now they're going to make all right, Jordan 4s like these.
Like the SB, yeah.
Yeah, that's cultural impact for sure. Longevity. What do you think as far as longevity? How will these look, let's say, 5 years from now?
I think the 4s have more longevity. Reason being, because it's a classic color. I mean, you can't really go wrong with green. I think that'll be around forever. The fit, the cut, and everything. I think the collab with it being Amiles is where it gets tricky.
You do.
Who knows what Amiles will be in 5 to 10 years?
It's true.
I'm hearing things.
So that means, so we're at, now, Cameron, you got to keep up with this, bro.
Yeah, I marked. So right now, the Jordan 5 just has one.
Oh, okay.
And the SB has longevity.
Yeah.
The SB has...
It's two. So they got
two. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think the Jordan 4 moves on, man.
J4 moves
yeah,
on.
It would have to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless the personal preference between those shoes, if you had a chance to get both shoes, which shoe would you get? That's personal preference.
Personal preference, man. That's a good one, though,
that's
man.
That's a good one, though.
Yeah, it may be a wash.
And if it's a wash, then the 4s move on.
Yeah.
Okay. 4s moving on.
4s moving on.
All right. The next matchup at the 2-3 is the number 2 seed, J-Tips Saucony. Woo. Hey, listen. What's the occasion? Hey.
Right.
What's the occasion?
Right.
Yeah. This is a tough out. The Jordan 3 White Cement. Reimagine. It's a tough out.
Classic.
All right, let's go through the criteria. Overall design.
Free throw line.
Come on, man. I think the overall design, I'm rolling with the J-Tips. This is a better design.
Man, for me, being a Jordan guy, Jordan 3 is the greatest design ever, in my opinion. They're in the shoe out that has a better design than Jordan 3 to me. So for me, it's the Jordan 3.
Okay.
Without question.
Okay, that's a wash on that. Rollout.
The reimagined.
It didn't have a rollout. It didn't have a rollout.
Are we sure?
Yes.
No. The blogs talked about it?
Man, it's not a rollout.
So that doesn't count?
No.
Blog activity doesn't count?
The blogs talk about everything. What are we talking
about?
Hey,
man, I ain't know about the Saucony until you mentioned it.
Man, you're
you
know right. Nah.
You put me on the Saucony, bro. You know what I'm saying?
That Saucony is everywhere.
Hey,
just...
hey, Jay, I want to give you credit right now, dog. You put me on the Saucony's, bro. You know what I'm saying? You put me on these.
Yeah, no.
Because I never heard of them until you mentioned them.
They're hard. That's a hard sneaker, bro. That was my sneaker of the year.
Then, it was. It was.
It's my sneaker.
And the 3 was mine.
Okay. So we'll watch that. Cultural impact. This is a black guy. No. This is a black guy brought back Saucony. People are talking about, bro, you want a pair of the Bodega Sauconys because of this rollout.
Is he FBA? Is PSP back in the FBA? Hey, this would be slick. No, it wouldn't be upset. It wouldn't be upset.
Nah. And then, so, yeah, longevity.
So that's 3 for Saucony, right? And 2 for the Jordan 3.
No, it was a wash.
Okay. Yeah. So each has been a wash. Okay.
And then longevity, it's the Jordan 3.
It's the Jordan 3.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah. So where we at?
Well, the longevity put the Jordan 3 over the top.
That's ridiculous. There's no way that's a better shoe than that J-Tip Saucony.
You know it is, man. That's not a better shoe. We just went through the criteria.
What that is just, you know what that is. That's revisionist history. Like, we're just worried about a shoe that's just been in our life since 1988. That's all.
Yeah, there is some nostalgia to it, for
there's
sure.
Nostalgia, dude.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I can't wait to see the next round.
Yeah. She damn right. All right, so let's move on to 2022. The first matchup will be the Jordan 4 Amon Mineer Violet Ore and the Gucci Adidas Gazelle.
Mm.
Tough matchup. All right, first things first, overall design. Give me the Jordan 4. This ain't no question.
Oh, yeah, Jordan 4 for sure.
Yeah. Rollout, I ain't no question. The Gucci Gazelle. Beyonce had them.
Yeah.
It was a big deal.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
Okay, so that's 1-1. Cultural impact.
Amon's been on the roll, man.
Gucci Gazelle?
Amon's been on the roll. The Gucci Gazelle is a Gucci Gazelle, but I don't know if they were trying to go after
they did.
The market like Amon was, though.
No. They Dude,
Gucci Gazelle is a niche sneaker, man. Let's keep it a man. Everybody's not going to have access to get this Gucci Adidas Gazelle.
We're talking about that's a whole nother criteria. We're talking about rollout.
Right. So I'm saying Gucci rolled out to a certain clientele.
No, that don't take away.
AMOS is for the people. They're not out to everybody. You know what I mean?
No.
Wash that one in. That's a wash.
Cultural impact.
The Jordan 4, man.
Dude, no.
The Jordan 4. You just
let every Jordan 4 get passed, dog.
Well, no, not necessarily. It's just a matchup. Side of matchups are falling
now. That's a bad, no, bro. You're cheating.
Okay, tell me what about
the Gucci Gazelle?
Yeah.
Bro, first off, it made the sneaker that hot. It was the hot shoe. And they had 8 colorways. It was fire. You can wear those with everything. You can dress them up. You can dress them down.
Facts.
This is a better sneaker than the Jordan 4.
You can't dress up the Jordan 4 and dress it down? Come on, man. You see how
You're not wearing a suit with the Jordan 4 Violet Ore.
With the quilted lining.
Man, come on, man.
I'm just saying.
That's when
just
you
those details.
Overall design.
That's those details.
Yeah, that's when they should have won overall design. That's why I had them winning overall design. That's ridiculous.
Okay. Well, then when you explain, I can see the Gazelle moving past this one, yeah.
Okay.
Since we do have a 4 in the 2023 bracket, I can live with the Gucci moving on in this bracket.
Okay. Gucci Gazelle moves on.
That's Upset City right there.
Yeah. Woo. Gucci Gazelle, that's a tough one. Next up, we have the Jordan 1 Low Travis Scott Reverse Mocha.
Mm-hmm.
And the number 3 seed, Jordan 1 Lost and Found. Overall design, I ain't no question. Jordan 1 Low, Travis Scott. What? Reverse Mocha. Yeah. Let's go home.
Overall design, man.
Yeah.
I mean, they're both Jordan 1s, so.
But the Jordan 1 Low.
Feedback another layer.
No, so
yeah, I get overall design to Travis Scott.
Okay, cool.
Rollout,
Travis Scott. It's not even close. I don't know. That Lost and Found rollout was horrible.
The Lost and Found rollout was very unique. They told a story with it.
And he got a receipt.
And like, a receipt.
If you got a real pair, you might have faith.
Right. You're right.
But I got a receipt in mine.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch that one.
Because it was also interesting. It was within the app, too.
Yeah.
Them telling the story. So,
cultural impact. Come on now. Cultural impact.
Travis Scott.
Yeah.
That's for where he is.
Yeah.
For the time being, cultural impact. Travis Scott.
Okay, so longevity.
Lost and Found.
No.
It will not get, from a longevity standpoint, it won't get any better than the Chicago 1.
No way.
In this case, Lost and Found with Asia.
Let me tell you what. That resale pair, if you want a pair of those white reverse Travis Scott's, they're $1,500 right now.
Today.
If you go six years from now, they'll still be $1,500 if you want a pair. That's longevity.
Man, we are one Travis Scott accident away.
He's talking about hypothetical. That's hypothetical.
I'm falling off again. So,
bro, it's hypothetical. No, Travis Scott.
Travis Scott moves on. Yeah.
You're crazy.
He swept that Chicago Jordan.
He got his ass up out of there.
It's crazy.
All right, 2021 region. We have the Jordan 2 Low off white and white and red. And the Jordan and the 4 seed, we have the Air Force 1 off-white ICA. This is off-white on off-white crime right here.
Mm-hmm.
And the ICA colorway is the yellow.
The yellow, right.
Okay.
With the silver.
With the silver swoosh, correct.
Yep.
Overall design. Ooh. I'm going to be real. That Jordan 2 Low.
That's my favorite shoe. One of my favorite shoes that year.
Yeah. That's a tough one because they basically revamped that shoe, put a midsole age like it's cracking.
Yeah.
Overall design on that Jordan 2 is way
better. Yeah, added Michael Jordan's signature to it.
Yeah, signature is on it.
Yeah, kind of reversed the insole too.
It's hard.
Yeah. They went tough with that one. Very detailed.
What about rollout?
Rollout, man. Rollout was interesting because Virgil was sick at this point in time, man. So, I mean, they rolled it out, but. I mean, rollout, I'm going to give it to wash.
So wash on that.
Yeah.
What about cultural impact? The forces.
Yeah, the forces. Yeah, the forces. It was yellow.
Yeah.
When they came out, it was a tough time, man, because, again, Virgil had just passed away before these even dropped.
Yeah.
So it was like, this was the last shoe that dropped.
That's tough. Yeah.
But yeah, the yellow Air Force Ones.
Longevity.
The Air Force One.
Yeah.
Air Force One.
Yeah.
I mean, Air Force now, One. I love the Jordan 2, but the Air Force One really is, it really is a niche sneaker. You really have to be a fan of the Jordan 2 to rock with it. So, yeah, the Air Force One moves on.
There we go. The next matchup is the Jordan 3 A Mamanier women's colorway. And the 3 seed, the Salehe New Balance 2002 R, Water Be the Guide. Overall design, I'm rolling with the New Balance right there. That's a sick design. He totally like revamped that entire 2002 R. If you look at a 2002 R and then you compare it to that, it doesn't even look like the same.
Right.
Yep.
He went crazy.
Rollout, way better. You know that Salehe rollout, crazy, especially back then.
Yeah.
It's looking ugly.
Agreed.
cultural impact. I'm rolling with Salehe on this one, man. Black guy doing New Balances.
Yeah, I mean, it was close, though.
It was close.
Because I remember, man, everybody was talking about that.
The three was a big deal. Yeah, it was a woman's shoe.
It was a big deal.
Yeah, how you feel about wearing women? You don't buy women's shoes?
Well, for my wife, yeah.
Talking about for yourself.
No, not for myself.
Nah.
Not for myself. I don't, and nothing against it. I just like for shoes made for women to be worn by women. Give them a chance to rock some sneakers, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, dang. I mean, can the ladies get something? I'm kind of pandering right now.
Yeah.
Man, I don't hate guys that do it, but you know, I mean, if it's a women's shoe, I'm cool with the ladies rocking it.
Longevity. Which shoe has the better longevity? I think the Salehe's.
Yeah, I agree because that man and New Balance. And that colorway is super fresh too. Hopefully we'll get an image on that.
Yeah.
So people can see. I mean, that's a very unique colorway, man.
It is. Yeah. Salehe definitely moves on.
Yep.
All right, moving on to the 2020 region, we have the Jordan 4 Union Noir colorway and going against the number 4 seed Dunk Low Travis Scott Bandana. Yikes. It's a tough one. Overall design, hey, I'm going to be real. That Travis Scott design hard, though.
It is tough. It is tough. The bandana, though, is, I mean, it's blue. I'm not really a big fan of blue.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying. I'm not a big fan of blue, though, man.
That's a really good matchup because those are two really good design shoes. But I really think that Travis Scott is a better design shoe.
Because it's patchwork bandanas put together.
He revamped that Dunk Low, bro. He really redid that.
It's a dunk, though, man. We're talking about that Jordan 4.
It's a dunk.
We'll watch it. Yeah.
What about the rollout? Union has a really good rollout.
Union does.
Every time.
Yeah. It's kind of falling off a little bit.
As of late, yeah.
But yeah, yeah. But during this time,
they was on fire.
Yeah.
Cultural impact.
Travis Scott.
It's
Travis Scott.
Yeah.
So
it's one.
He's got the culture.
Yeah, he do. Longevity.
Longevity.
This might be a wash. No. Because, hey, if you go and look, try to get a pair of those Jordan 4 Union Noirs right now, last issue, Ryan was sitting there talking, they like $900.
Yeah, they up.
Yeah. Travis Scott's $1,500. Bought a pair of those,
$1,500. Yeah, and we factoring in hypotheticals, man. Travis Scott, man, he's still out there moshing.
Stop.
Still out there moshing. He won accident away.
Watch that. So, in turn, the Jordan 4 Union moves on. Yeah. That's tough.
Yeah.
All right, the last matchup of the 2020 region, we have the Joe Fresh Good New Balance 992 No Emotions, R Emotions against the number 3 seed Dior Air Jordan 1. Ooh. Hey, man. Joe Fresh Good's got a bad matchup on this because the overall design, I ain't gonna lie, I think that New Balance is a better design than the Jordan and the Dior, though.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, because the Jordan 1 has been, we've seen so many variations of it.
Right.
That you can get tired of it. So, yeah. I can see that. I can see MB getting the design.
Yeah.
That's pretty much where it's
rolled.
It's it after that.
Dior, crazy. They had the PSG team wearing them.
Oh, yeah.
That was crazy. Nah, yeah. We didn't even see the rollout of Joe Fresh Goods for that.
No. Nah.
Cultural impact. Dior.
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 Dior, man.
Dior, dog. Dior. Longevity. If you want a pair of those Dior's right now, 11,000.
Like a whip, yeah.
It's 11,000. That's a car.
Yeah,
it's
a car. Man. Dior's all day. Dior. Those are some people's grails, man.
Yeah, those are grails. Here's the thing, though. All 16 of these shoes, I really think, are grails.
Yeah, oh, yeah, facts.
It's really good shoes.
Facts.
Yeah. All right, let me see the matchups. Well, so we had Pine Green move on.
Mm-hmm.
PG.
J3.
Jordan 3. Okay.
Gucci Adidas.
Gucci. All right.
Travis Scott.
Travis Scott. Okay.
Air Force One.
Air Force One.
Air Force One Off-White. And Salehe New Balance.
Okay.
Union 4.
Union 4.
And Dior.
Dior. Sheesh. Okay. All right. The second round matchup for the 2023 region we will have is the Elite Eight. It is the Elite Eight for sure. We will have the Pine Greens versus the Jordan 3 White Cement. Overall design, Pine Green, fours.
Overall design.
Come on, bro.
I'm going to go Jordan 3, man.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to go Jordan 3. I like that. We were just talking about how we like the aged look, man. Overall design, man. It's with the elephant print. He jumped from the free throw line. We'll get into those later.
Hey, come on, man. But
Jordan 3.
Yeah. Rollout.
Rollout.
SBs.
Yeah, SB with the rollout.
SB with the
people roll. Hype about this shit.
Yeah. Yeah, people love this shit.
Yeah, because
cultural impact. Yeah. Lets me know that moves on. Cultural impact. Yeah. Jordan 4,
yeah.
SB.
Yeah. This matchup got tricky because I think we've seen this Air Jordan 3 release enough.
Mm-hmm.
And that J4 Pine was something fresh and new.
Fresh and new.
So.
Yeah. It moves on.
Yeah, that's facts. Speaking of the heart.
It's a bad matchup. Yeah. It's the Jordan 1 low Travis Scott reverse mocha. Mm-hmm. There we go. Mm-hmm. All right. Overall design, reverse mocha. Not even close.
Reverse mocha, yeah.
Switch to swoosh.
Yeah.
Roll out. Oof. It's tough.
They did. Well, I'm going Gucci.
Yeah, Gucci. Now you want to go
with the rollout.
Now you want to go
roll. In this matchup, I'm going Gucci.
Man.
In this matchup, matchups change. When matchups change, you got to address the game differently. No? It's a basketball reference out there. Shout out to the coaches.
Cultural impact,
Travis Scott.
Travis Scott. All right. Longevity.
Longevity.
Travis Scott.
Travis Scott, yeah.
Yeah. Travis Scott moves on. Woo-wee. That's the final four. We have two ready for the final four. Let's move on to the other Elite Eight matchups. The first one is the Air Force One Off-White ICA.
Yellow.
And the Salehe Benberry 2002 R Water Be the Guide.
I like this matchup, man.
It's a good matchup. Mm-hmm. Overall design.
Salehe.
Off-White yellows.
And what I do like about that Off-White yellow is how he the detail of the swoosh.
Yeah.
I do like that. Outside of that, I mean, it's a yellow Air Force One. The Salehe.
It is swapping, yeah. Okay.
With the fabric and.
You sold me on that. Man. You sold me on that. Rollout.
Rollout.
Salehe,
yeah.
Salehe.
Salehe is, I mean, when you look at what he's done, man, since 2021.
Yeah.
He's been cooking.
All right. The next one is cultural impact. Off-white.
It's going to be off-white. Yeah, it's going to be off-white.
Yeah, it's off-white.
Yeah. Virgil, man.
And then the longevity. Man, I think it's the Air Force One.
Yeah, I think so as well.
Yeah. That moves on. Off-white. Ooh, yellow.
He got this Salehe on up out of there.
Yeah, man. Next up in the Elite Eight matchup, we have the Jordan 4 Union Noir and the Jordan 1 Low Dior. Ooh.
Man.
Overall design, I'm rolling Union overall design.
Union overall design, man. They got very detailed with that design.
Yeah.
And the modifications they did to it. I mean, I just thought it was refreshing and the switch up of fabrics and everything.
You cut the tongue on yours?
I did, yeah.
I didn't.
Mm-hmm. You know, I sold those. I got my use out of them.
Yeah.
I sold them, man. It was right towards the end of the pandemic. I just wasn't wearing them.
Yeah, you weren't wearing them.
So, I got a good ticket for them, too.
Yeah, I bet you did. Rollout.
The resellers.
The Dior. Your rollout is the Dior.
Yeah, rollout's the Dior.
Yep. Cultural impact. It's the Dior,
dog. Dior, man. Yeah, the Dior is a. I mean, the Dior is up there with. Damn near the Red October type vibe. You know what I mean? As far as access to it.
Bro, it's $11,000 if you want a pair. That's crazy.
I've seen some people in them. It's like,
Man, it is. Longevity, Hey, now. Hey, that longevity of that four has been rolling.
It has, yeah. Yeah,
longevity of that four. I'm going to roll with the longevity of that four.
Well, we in there. Is it tied?
It's tied. It goes to personal preference. Dior.
Yeah. Your personal preference is a Dior?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a Dior, man.
Yeah, it's a Dior.
Yeah.
It's a Dior.
Yeah.
Dior.
Obviously, for me, it's a Dior. If I had the unions and sold them, so I really
exactly you get you.
Yeah, yeah.
Pine Greens, and we have Travis Scott's.
Yeah, Pine Greens, Travis Scott's, yellow, and Dior.
So the final four matchup, four shoes remain: the Jordan 4 SB Pine Green, the Jordan 1 Low Travis Scott Reverse, the ICA Off White, and last but not least, the Dior Jordan 1 Low. All right. Starting with the first region, we have a number one seed in the Pine Green against a number three seed. No, against a number two seed.
Two.
Jordan 1 Low, Travis Scott. Start overall design. Give me overall the Travis design.
Give me the SBs, man.
What?
Overall design. Maybe because I'm looking at them and it's like I see the overall design, the gum bottom,
yeah, the gum bottom,
the SB on the back, even the toe is geared towards skating.
Yeah,
so man, they paid attention to detail, man. Mm-hmm. Travis Scott is more of a hype guy, so I get it.
Yeah.
So for me, man, I'm gonna go
with the
J4
rollout. Sheesh.
I mean, the skateboard community, man, was
they held it down.
Was heavy for these, man.
They was heavy for this.
They couldn't wait.
That rollout was tough.
They could not wait.
It's a big sneaker, dog.
Yeah.
It's a huge sneaker.
I'm going with the J4 Finals.
So that's one he's got. Cultural impact.
Travis Scott.
Travis Scott.
When it comes to the culture, he's going to get that every time.
He's going to get that, yeah.
You know, until he goes on tour again, he'll have that.
Oh man,
Travis Scott does put on a good tour though. I'm teasing. I've been to one of his shows, so
longevity. Yeah,
he put on a good show. Longevity
with the Jordan 4 SB.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know they're dropping those in white and black.
White and black.
Is it? Yeah,
or all black.
Well, instead of the green,
yeah,
it's black. That's what I've seen.
Okay. You know. Okay, we'll see.
So
that means the Jordan 4 move on. Wow.
Got Travis up out of here.
Jordan 4.
Can't keep his fans safe.
Wow. And on the matchup on the 2021-2020 region side, we have the number four seed. I don't know how it was the number four seed, but it was the number four seed. Air Force 1 Off-White and the number three seed, Dior Jordan 1 Low. Whew. Overall design.
For me, it's the Dior. With the oversized swoosh and the Dior swoosh.
Yeah, and the Dior.
It's got even the cut of it is real sleek and it's very.
Yeah. It's tough.
That's just me.
Okay.
Design.
Rollout.
Off-white. Off-white with the rollout.
Dior. That's a wash for me. Rolling with the Dior in that. I'm telling you, they had the whole PSG squad in them.
It did.
That was hard. I was like, damn, that's the first time we saw those. Cultural impact.
Dior.
Yeah. Longevity.
Oof, man, it's gonna be. I'm still gonna go Dior.
Yeah. Dior moves on.
Dior.
So the championship. It is the Jordan 4 SB Pine Green against the Dior Jordan 1 Low. A 3 seed versus a 1 seed.
Mm-hmm.
Overall design, I'm rolling with the SB.
I'm running with the Dior overall
design. No way, bro. They didn't change the shoe. Bro, there's never going to be a Jordan 4 release like that again.
We just talked about that. They just released the reimagined like that. What are you talking about?
No, I got it. No, they got the Dior. I mean, they got the Jordan 4 cut.
Right. Okay. Rewind.
Yeah.
So overall design, right?
Yeah.
You're saying the SB because
of this shoe.
Right.
Change how fours are made, period.
Gotcha. Okay, I feel you.
You see what I'm saying?
I'm with you. Okay. I get you that one.
Okay.
Roll. I get on the design. Dior with the rollout.
I got to go with the SB community, dog.
But that's just the SB community, though. Everybody wanted these Diors. Mm. Yeah, I mean, hey.
Cultural impact.
I mean, I'm not a skater, man. I'm not a skater, so culturally, I mean, you know, Dior. Dior for the kid.
Longevity?
Dior, man.
11,000 dollars if you want a pair, has won the fresher than your average bracket challenge for sneakers.
2024 version. We talked about the sneaker culture, man. It's so much you could pick from and choose from, and you can do this
every year,
man, and have a completely different set of 16.
Man, that is a good 16.
Yeah.
How you feel about Dior winning?
I feel good about it because I'm a huge fan of the Air Jordan 1 silhouette to begin with. So, man, adding that quality of the Dior brand to it, the collab, and not being accessible to everybody and mom to capture.
Dang.
So that uniqueness to it as well.
What shoe did you see that went out early and you were like, I didn't think it was going to go out like that?
I didn't think the Jordan Amaz and the O-Ray was going to go out that early to the Gucci. That was a one seed.
Bro, now that's how I feel about the Travis Scott dunk low. That should have won. That's a great shoe.
Nah, man. Travis Scott, it's a dunk, man. There's no way a dunk is going to win this bracket, dude.
There's
no way a dunk wins this bracket.
The thick rope laces in that joint. That's a great shoe. A lot of fake.
I mean, you're right. It is a great shoe. All these shoes are great. Yeah. I don't want to get that confused. It is a great shoe.
Yeah.
But for me, though, not a fan of the color.
Yeah.
And I think that's what did it for me. I just don't like the color of them.
We go. All right. Well, that is our bracket challenge. Before we get out of here, Wash, got a drink like you got some sense for the people.
Yeah, man. So this week, our drink that you got some sense is going to be Peach Bellini, ladies and gents. So you basically, you can get some peach puree and put a tablespoon of that in some sparkling wine or Prosecco and enjoy. If you want to add a little more extra kick to it, you can put in a shot of Peach Crown as well.
Okay.
To go along with it. Yeah. If you want to add some more sweetness to it.
The sweetness to it.
But yeah, it's a good brunch. A good brunch drink. So, brunch cocktail.
Let us know how we did on our bracket challenge. We'll send out this list. Kind of see how everybody voted. See if we had the right votes. Till next time, man. Wear your kicks, man.
And cop responsibly.
We are out.
Peace.